Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC News. Hello, is this thing on? I'm told it is. This is Steve Wright. It's now my great honour to be continuing Paul Gambaccini's success as host of the awesome, the legendary Pick of the Pops. Now, as we start the show, the big question is, shall I say it? Shall I?
You should say it.
Really?
Say it.
All right. Greetings, pop pickers. We're on our way. Get caught up in the rapture as we go back to the month that we first saw Thomas the Tank Engine, Arnie the Terminator, who said he'd be back, and he was. It's 1984. There's a song that goes, I just called to say I love you. And also, if there's something strange and it don't look good, who are you going to call? But we begin with number 19, down 6 from 13. It's U2 and Pride in the Name of Love. Welcome to the 21st of October, 1984. It's Pick of the Pops with Steve. And yes, staying close to the edge, you two. Pride in the Name of Love. Why does Bono wear dark glasses? Well, he's got a chronic eye condition. That means his eyes are light sensitive. That song, by the way, written in tribute to Martin Luther King. The UK chart from the 21st of October 1984 on Pick of the Pops, the year when the most popular car was a Ford Escort. You could only drive it if you were a rep, and of course you had your jacket on the back seat. At 18, it's the Stranglers with Skin Deep. At 17, it's the Big Guy in a Suit, the eccentric Meatloaf with Modern Girl, and here comes number 16, Bronski Beat and Why. Hello, good afternoon, this is Radio 2. Gary and the producer Deuce de Fruit. They both stopped me singing along with the tunes. Well, we'll see how we go. That's Bronski Beat. And Why? The follow-up to Small Town Boy. Lead singer Jimmy Somerville would soon leave the band and form the Communards. Now, Pick of the Pops continues with Spandau Ballet and Highly Strung at 15. You'll know them, of course, as the band who used to dress themselves up to look like trussed-up chickens. They won't mind me saying that. They're over it now. Next, a song which you'll be sick of in a couple of weeks' time. At number 14, it's Ghostbusters with Ray Parker Jr. Halloween on the way. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Shouting loud enough.
Ghostbusters.
Louder, yeah.
Louder.
Louder?
Ghostbusters.
All right, friend, that's enough.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters, the movie, starred Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. Their mission to ban ghosts, including Slimer and Marshmallow Man. Coming up next at 13 on Pick of the Pops, the song that goes, that was great, adventure. Go on, Midge, get in. Superb tune on Pick of the Pops, Love's Great Adventure, Ultravox. If you listen very carefully, you can actually hear the kitchen sink in there too. That's at 13. At 12, it's Julian Lennon, Too Late for Goodbyes. At 11, I'm going to tear your playhouse down, Paul Young. But that won't be necessary. Actually, I saw Paul Young recently. He is, of course, dashingly handsome. Got a velvet jacket, leather trousers. Look like a cross, actually, between Bill Clinton and Colonel Sanders. So he's at number 11. We're into the top 10 after this.
BBC Radio.
Playing the hits.
Thank you. Laughing Boy Paul Weller and the Style Council shout to the top, down 3 to number 10. This show, by the way, is coming from BBC Maida Vale, and truthfully, I often see Paul Weller. Not on his scooter, but just walking around this area. And I say, all right. And then he says, all right. That's the kind of relationship we've got. The Style Council and Shout to the Top. The Style Council were Paul Weller and Mick Talbot. The video featured paintings of the coal miners' strike from this year of 1984. And in the year 2000, it was also featured in the soundtrack to Billy Elliot. Now, here's a great song at number 9. It's John Waite and Missing You. Saturday afternoon, Radio 2. How you doing? This is Pick of the Pops. I know. Giving it a go. No, Missing You, John Waite, is at number 9 in our countdown. That's not the John Waite who won Bake Off in 2012, or the John Waite from Strictly, or the broadcaster John Waite from Radio 4. And it's not John Waite, the actor from The Waltons. Good night, John Boy. But the talented singer-songwriter John Waite, Missing You, it's down 1 to number 9. Now we hit number 8. It's Alison Moyer with the classic All Cried Out. Number 8, it's Alison Moyet with the classic All Cried Out. Just a word, if you're a fan of the 80s, you can hear Gambo and I next week on Sounds of the 80s with Gary Davis. He's also, of course, Gary, that is, on tonight at 8 o'clock or any time on BBC Sounds. So Alison Moyet, still very strong, great voice after 40 years and a brilliant talent. We're in October 1984 and this is Pick of the Pops, looking next at number 7. Peaking this year at number 5, it was to get a re-release next year, 1985. And topped out at number 4, following its use on Live Aid. And the profits from that re-release went to charity. The Cars Drive coming up. BBC Radio. That was The Cars and Drive. Number 6 this week for the Warsong Culture Club. Pick up the Pops.
In October 1973, I gave my first talk on BBC Radio 1.
Thank you. This is Steve Wright. We're at number 5 on Pick of the Pops. Now, I'm trying my very best to be tight and slick. Obviously, we're not there yet. And look, here comes Chaka Khan. A lot of people think that the harmonica solo in this is Larry Adler. But you'd be wrong. It's Stevie Wonder. I Feel For You, Chaka Khan, is heading for number 1, but the Queen of Funk is at number 5.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, I Feel For You, checks in at number 5. It would go on to be number 1 in 2 weeks and will stay there for 3. Now, let's look at number 4. It's Stevie Wonder, I Just Called To Say I Love You. Although it might not be his best ever song because Pastime Paradise is, and so is Do I Do. Unbelievably, though, this song to date is his best-selling single ever. It's from the movie Woman in Red. Stevie's big global hit is at number 4.
No New Year's Day.
You can do the da-da-da bit if you like. You ready? Da-da-da. Stevie Wonder, I Just Called To Say I Love You. Stevie did say that he wasn't keen on the video, which you might remember was him singing into the phone. But it worked. The song was a hit all over the planet. We're into the top 3 now. This song is apparently about a love triangle between a man and a woman and a computer. A sort of early AI fusion. They don't just want our jobs, you know. It's Giorgia Moroder, Philip Oakey, number 3. Together in Electric Dreams. You there, this is Steve Wright with Pick of the Pops. That's at number 3, Giorgio and Phil. Well, we'll take a break for news at 2 p.m. but first we're at number 2. It's Paul McCartney from the movie Give My Regards to Broad Street. Based around the old Broad Street railway station in the city of London in the 70s, as long before HS2. Some might say the movie was a bit of a misstep, but the soundtrack was a massive hit. From that movie, No More Lonely Nights, I Can't Wait Another Day.
I can wait another day.
Yes, Macca up to 2-2 before the number 1 for this week in 1984. Here comes the countdown. I have no idea if I can get through this, but we're going to give it a big try. Stand by. And yes, a number 20 down 1, Smooth Operator, Sade. 19 down 6, Pride in the Name of Love, it's you 2. 18 down 3, Skin Deep, The Stranglers. 17 up 9, Modern Girl, Meatloaf. 16 down 5, Wye Bronski Beat. 15 up 10, Highly Strung, Spandau Ballet. Down 6 at 14, Ghostbusters, Ray Parker Jr. At 13 up 10, Love's Great Adventure, Ultravox. Too Late For Goodbyes, Julian Lennon is up 18 at 12. And then at 11, down to I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down, it's Paul Young. Down 3, Shout to the Top, The Style Council. At 9, up 1, Missing You, John Waite. All Cried Out. Up 4, at number 8, it's Alison Moyet. And a 7, down 1, Drive the Cars. Culture Club is there at number 6, down 3, it's The War Song. At number 5, up 17, I Feel For You, Chaka Khan. At 4, down 2, I Just Called to Say I Love You, it's Stevie Wonder. At 3, up 2, Together in Electric Dreams, Georgia Moroder and Phil Oakey. And at 2, up 2, No More Lonely Nights, Paul McCartney. It's the second of 3 weeks at the top of the chart. It's a great year for Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go has topped the charts earlier in the year, and George Michael had a solo number one in August. This week, Freedom is there at number one.
NewCheckDownloads.com.